Welcome back, 1234 and 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Washington Times political editor Stephen Dynan. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
All right, Harry Reid wants to rewrite the First Amendment, and there are, what, 43 Democrats on board?
Yep, that's exactly right. This yesterday was the first sort of concrete step in this push that they told us about, that they wanted to rewrite the First Amendment to overturn some of these Supreme Court decisions and give Congress the power to essentially to rewrite and restrict campaign spending from all sorts, and basically give them the power, if they wanted, to completely eliminate all campaign spending and turn campaigns into something we've never seen before. This hearing yesterday was before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and you had Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, and Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, as the two chief witnesses, basically going at it with each other, though they weren't asked questions, but they delivered speeches that basically blasted each other over this, you know, with each of them trading charges of, well, you're destroying democracy, no, you're destroying fundamental freedoms, and it's sort of a weird hearing all around.
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting part about this is the knife cuts both ways, so if Harry Reid gets his wish somewhere down the road, it could come back to bite him.
Sure. No, absolutely. And this is proofing that point. You have the hypocrisy on both sides on this, so much so that Mitch McConnell, when he first came to the Senate back in the mid-1980s, he actually sponsored an amendment that was somewhat similar to this that would have allowed Congress to have – it wouldn't have gone as far, but it would have allowed Congress to have some sorts of controls over spending by outside groups in campaigns. You know, McConnell now has changed his mind on that. By the same token, you had Dick Durbin, the number two Democrat in the Senate, the guy who chairs the subcommittee that all this will go through. He actually, back 10, I guess now 15 years ago or so, voted against a constitutional amendment that would have done something, something slightly less than this current one. So both sides have seen themselves on other sides of this issue, and sort of depends on where they are in the electoral process, I think you could say. In fact, Durbin sort of acknowledging this. He acknowledged it obliquely when he spoke yesterday at the hearing, saying, you know, I guess everybody's probably changed their positions on this at one time or another. Now, he was doing that in an attack on Mitch McConnell, but for those who'd looked at Durbin's record, they would have seen, well, he was also sort of defending his own position, and his own position changed. So, no, it's all about politics. McConnell actually made this point. The amendment's going nowhere. There's no way, I don't think it, you know, I mean, there's no way it gets the two-thirds vote in the Senate, much less another two-thirds vote in the House, much less three-quarters of the states ratifying it. I do not see any of that happening. So this is – the reason we're going through this right now is it's sort of like the Republicans, the repeal Obamacare votes. It's purely a message to their base. This is where we stand.
I gotcha. All right, and because I was unfortunate and didn't have the opportunity to watch this yesterday, was there additional slamming of the Koch brothers involved?
Oh, absolutely, yes. The Koch count came to three from Harry Reid and another three or so from Chuck Schumer, and then Mitch McConnell and I believe Ted Cruz each took time out to defend the Koch brothers. So, yeah, no, they, as always in all this, are front and center in this debate, whether they should be or not.
Yeah. All right, one final note before I let you run today. John Boehner says he knew nothing about the prisoner swap involving Bo Bergdahl and the five terrorists.
Yeah, in particular, not only that he didn't know anything, but that the president did not fulfill the requirements of the 2014 defense policy law, the National Defense Authorization Act, in giving the 30 days notice. And so the reason that's significant is you again have the Speaker of the House, the top constitutional official for the legislative branch, saying that the executive branch broke the law on this very important intergovernmental branch exchange of information. So for Boehner to officially say you did not give the proper 30 days notification, that really does elevate this to an issue of constitutional clash here, and that's big stuff.
Yep. All right, Stephen, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Andy.
Stephen Dynan, Washington Times political editor. Yes, Harry Reid wants to rewrite the First Amendment because he doesn't like the fact that Republicans are donating way too much money to their candidates and Democrats have fallen off the pace a bit. Is that what this is really all about? Yes, and I've said it many times, they don't have a problem when someone like George Soros or Tom Steyer steps up and drops, you know, $100 million on their causes. No, that's perfectly all right. Just when money goes to Republicans. Good luck with that, Harry. Good luck. All right, stay tuned. Charlie Hurt coming up next, an unfair trade for an undeserving deserter. That's the column in today's Washington Times. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned. More to come right here on 1260 WRC.